And good morning, all y'all. It's a little toe-tapping introduction we got going on here to Rosie on the house. Now, if that doesn't put you in the mood to put your arm around your little sweetheart and glide across the dance floor, I don't know what would. A little Cajun two-step going on right there. Let her roll, Gary D. Nathan, you're a music consumer.
Oh, yeah. I love music.
How about this? You like this?
This is good.
That's fancy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Puts me right in D-eyes.
How do you spell that?
There's this restaurant back home, y'all, in South Louisiana.
Ah.
And we were down there about 10 years ago with all the family, and everybody kept talking about this new restaurant.
If you're talking about this story, Dad.
10 years ago? 25 years ago. It was a new restaurant then. And our cousin kept saying, hey, we're going to go Diaz tonight. We're going to go Diaz tonight. So I was trying to find it in the phone book. I said, how do you spell Diaz? D-I.
It was initials.
I said, oh. Okay.
That's classic. That's just classic. Classic cake.
I don't think it's there anymore.
I don't know, but it was some of the best barbecue crab I ever ate in my life, and they always had good music. So, man, that puts me right back at D.I.'s.
Well, we won't stay on food long, but we had talked about it in the 8 o'clock hour and how to cook turkeys, and I understand our Bellegarde master installer specialist product.
Sales manager. He's got some turkey bones to pick with us.
Uh-huh.
I was listening, and your comment about not eating turkey year-round because it wasn't good, you had to cover it in peanut oil. I'm like, you haven't tried it out of a pizza oven then.
When he said Nathan Angel, I said, what was it, a pizza oven? And I
he guessed right away.
You nailed it.
Yeah. Nathan was texting us during the 8 o'clock hour when we were talking about preparing the turkey holiday feast with John J. Harper. But let me get the proper introductions here. We've got Nathan Angel here joining us. He's a repeat guest of the show. We always love it when Nathan comes in. He is the Bellegarde sales manager and the ICPI Southwest Chapter President. And we're going to talk a little bit about what those two designations bring. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's new going on at Bellegarde Pavers and how that can impact your quality of life, particularly as it relates to living in your outdoor environment. But now with the introductions done, let's talk turkey.
Love turkey. Love turkey.
We deep fried one for the office yesterday.
Yes, I like deep fried turkey. It's good. We're gonna probably gonna have one for Thanksgiving coming up this week. It's not at my house this year, so I will be making several though for leftovers. It's, that's the one thing about not having it at your house. All the leftovers stay at that house. And
yes, that's right.
I got to have some leftovers at the house. So
that's right.
No, absolutely. Pizza oven's the way to go. You get that part that wood flavor, just like essentially like smoke in it. 15-pound bird. I cook it in about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes to perfection.
So this isn't turkey pizza.
This is not a turkey pizza.
This is a full turkey in a pizza oven.
You betcha. It's a wood-fired oven.
Okay. Now, how hot do you have to get this? Because you do your fire on the side.
Start it, you get your pizza oven warm. So like our ovens from Chicago Brick Oven, they are they're made with full refractory mortar. So the whole oven is going to cook radiant direct heat as well as the hot air. So yeah, you start your oven about 45 minutes, the whole dome will be radiating heat, and then you just keep wood, and then you push all the wood to the back and you keep it going. I can keep it regulated at about 500 degrees for that turkey.
Okay. So you're cooking at 500 degrees for an hour and a half.
Yeah, brining the turkey for a wood-fired oven would be extremely important. Brine it the day ahead, wet brine it, salt, sugar.
Talk to me about that. Tell me about your brine.
My brine is I use molasses instead of sugar.
Okay.
I like that deep flavor that it gives. Use about a half a box of kosher salt, lots of water, peppercorns,
lemon. So
you're
like you're in a 5-gallon bucket?
I use just a regular cooler and then fill it full of ice. So okay. I have a cooler I keep at the house, and it's got written on it, for food only.
Okay.
So I just brine my turkeys or whatever I'm brining in that and just throw it at the garage or in the kitchen.
Great minds think alike.
Okay.
I do the same thing.
Okay. Yep. So the turkey gets dropped in the ice chest.
Yep.
Okay, and then what happens next?
So you cook the brine so that you really know that the salt has gotten into the water. So you cook the brine in a big stock pot, fill it full of water. You throw your salt in there, your molasses. I use lemon juice, and I just throw the whole lemons in as well, celery, carrots. It's kind of almost like making a stock a little bit, peppercorns. Cook that up till you know the sugar and the salt have dissolved, and pour that over the turkey. Of course, that's going to be piping hot, but then just fill the rest of the cooler full of water and I throw about a 20-pound bag of ice in there.
You just cover the bird? I mean,
yeah, just cover the bird with the liquid and the ice.
Like, how big is your stock pot? I mean, when I take an ice chest big enough to brine a turkey, that's going to be like a 18 or 25 quart size?
Okay, correct.
So it sets in the bottom, and when I take my stock pot, and I've got stock pots that, feed small armies.
Sure.
Do I want to cover the bird in that?
You don't need to cook the brine in that big. I just use a regular, small stock pot. Just
you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cuz you're just going to cover the bird with water just right out of the sink, or you can put it back into a bucket and pour it in there.
Okay. So dump that in, cover the bird with water, and then
fill it with ice so it stays nice and cold.
Okay.
But then give it about 24 hours in that brine. You'll end up with a juicy bird every time, no matter how you cook it.
Okay.
Whether it's even in the oven, I throw them on the grill. I love this time of year. I grab 6, 7, 8 turkeys this time of year while they're inexpensive.
It's almost free.
Essentially, yeah. And I'll cook them all year long.
Yeah. I was at Safeway the other day, and Dave says, "Mr. Romero, based on the size of your ticket, you get a free turkey. You want one?" I said, "Sure."
Why not? Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Take it and freeze it and cook it all year long. So we've brined Nathan's turkey, and you're going to put it in a pizza oven in your backyard.
I am.
How common are we seeing pizza ovens in backyards now?
They're getting to be more and more common.
Talk about the one you have.
So we sell both once you can do it yourself, so it's a kit essentially.
Oh, really?
So we sell the dome, and you can match the materials around your house. We sell it to where it already comes pre-done with a powder coated metal finish on the outside in several different colors, and then we also sell it in our Elements, which is a full built unit that would come and a contractor would forklift it in your backyard and you're ready to go.
That's kind of a cool one because you basically pour your foundation and then the entire unit gets delivered and you just drop it in place and boom, you're done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're finding with the labor kind of crunch that's out there in the market, even a lot of contractors are suddenly going, yeah, you know what, this is a great way for me to get off the job sooner. And homeowners are going, yeah, I'd like you to get off the job sooner. So
and I'm
enjoy
sure
my pizza oven.
I'm sure there's sizes and styles and things, but what's my starting ticket price to get that dropped in?
The raw kits are roughly going to cost you about $2,500.
That's cheaper than some of those ovens they're putting in.
Amen. Amen. And you cannot beat anything you can bake or grill, or you can put it in a pizza oven. I do steaks
outside,
out of it.
Outside. Heat stays outside.
Yep.
You're not heating up the kitchen.
Amen.
I got a bread crafter's book, and it talks about a dome cooking. This seems like it would be a solution for that, too.
Absolutely. You can do bread in it. You would pull the direct heat out of it, and then just the radiant heat's going to bake that bread for you. Mm. Yeah. And you, everything.
I think Daddy knows what he's getting for Christmas.
I've got two different bins. I keep two different woods. I use apple for my pizzas, so it doesn't impart a heavy smoke flavor.
Yeah, kind
and then
sweet.
I use either mesquite or hickory for all my meats.
And that includes the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
great. Yep.
And I know the topic today is hospitality. This is a big part of hospitality. We're not off topic, right?
Right, right.
But I'll tell you what we did forget was to give away our Coyotes tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. I completely blew past that on my show log. So we have Coyotes tickets we'll give away next break. Give me the next
five minutes
to figure it out. This is for...
Are they going to win? That's
Friday,
the question.
November 24th, 7 o'clock puck drop against the Los Angeles Kings.
Okay. They're having a tough year this year.
Very tough.
But the game's always fun to watch. So you're giving away two tickets at the end of this?
Next segment. I got to figure out how I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. It might be a trivia question having to do with how Nathan likes his turkeys cooked.
Okay.
It might be. I'm just saying it might be. Nathan Angel, sales manager at Bellegarde. Let's talk a little bit about the other products y'all have. So y'all have various types of pizza ovens that are now showing up in designs for backyards.
Yep.
What else have y'all got going on?
Yeah, we've got the entire Elements line, fire pits, et cetera. We got, of course, got our paver line, which we're nationally known for. We've got new retaining walls we're now offering. We've got a great new product that I wanted to talk to you today about as well, which is Dry Bond, which is essentially a way for us now to overlay has always been one of your favorite topics.
I love overlay.
Now we can use those same 30 mil overlays in your driveway. I've answered several questions for your listeners about being able to just take their existing concrete driveway and can they just put pavers right over the top of it. And it's been a little bit challenging in the past using full-height pavers. Now,
yes.
Now we can use the 30-millimeter thin pavers right on top of the concrete.
Well, I love the overlay because they make such a great alternative and solution for our remodeling company when people are just tired of stepping out the back door to that boring, gray, cracked concrete slab.
Amen.
And y'all can come in, overlay the patio in a handsome paver, and then extend the patio any direction you want with a matching full-size paver, and you're like doubling, tripling, quadrupling the size of your patio.
That's absolutely.
In a handsome paver.
Yep.
And then I still like the Noche.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but we actually eliminated that color this year.
You did.
We've got a better white cement color for you called Crema Luna.
Okay.
I'll show you some pictures of that. I'll send you some pictures.
Well, I've always loved the lighter color for the lack of heat gain.